This is one of the best known pieces of classical music, even to people who don't know anything about classical music. So it's particularly well known to both of you as well. So how do you bring something fresh to it with a new performance, Shen Yang?
Yeah, because I think it's the greatest piece of music ever. And that's why it's so important to see different interpretations from different conductors and orchestras. So that's why we always try to, you know, bring something new from the piece, because usually, you know, if it's kind of like a boring show and conductor doesn't care anything, just want to go through the piece and nothing special, there's none of the particular ideas from his head, this performance can be really bad. But, you know, what I really heard from this or performance or rehearsal, it sounds like I didn't really look at music when I'm singing, because I know the part well, and we know part well. Also, Christian, we know this well. But, you know, when orchestra plays and also the choir sings, I would like to look at music, because there's so many great things happened. I think some of them, they're from the interpretations of Yannick. And Yannick got so many great ideas about this piece. That's why I want to look at music and see how great they are.
So see his markings rather than what's in your head.
Yes. That's why, you know, it's all about, you know, the greatest piece, you can see so many details from the music. And even some of them, even you have done this piece for 10 times, 20 times, you don't realize them until you see some great conductor, great musician does.
Earlier this week, we saw some photographs on the internet of Yannick with Joe Miller, and they were both taking notes for the chorus. Does he take and give notes to you? How does he communicate with you? I saw the two of you actually outside talking with him about the piece, but does he take you aside and say, this is what I want, or is everything he needs to tell you on the page and in his hands when he conducts?
No, it started with a kind of, we call it a piano rehearsal. Sometimes it's really boring if a conductor makes only a kind of run through the thing without any own ideas, but that's not the case with Yannick, because he's got his special way of communicate and looking through the notes, through the score, and bringing colors and atmosphere in his own way, and tries to give us ideas to bring that in our voices.
You're one of the people on stage who's actually singing in his native language.
Oh, yeah.
And we sometimes forget how powerful that is. Originally, when Schiller wrote the poem, he wanted to call it freedom rather than joy. Do either words work for you as a native German speaker?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, especially in that case with Yannick, it's nearly the same. It's nearly the same. Sometimes there are a lot of differences, because freedom very often is more in a political way. It's not about...
Which is why Schiller avoided the word,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. And especially in that with that piece, it's very often used for political statements and to bring things together. But there is normally, it's big difference between freedom and joy. And, you know, Yannick compares both really close together. And because of that, it's very easy to have the joy for us to sing it and perhaps bring a little freedom. I don't know.
Schiller, again, going back to the text that you're both singing, he wasn't overly happy with it. He at one point almost called it a drinking song, that it wasn't of the quality of literature that he wanted to be writing. How does it feel to you as a piece of musical literature?
You know, very often it's a problem if a poet got his own way of thinking about his own language and words. For example, the song cycle Schöne Müllerin of Schubert. If you had the chance to talk to the Wilhelm Müller, who made the words, it's a big difference between that what Schubert does with it, because from Müller it was a very ironic, sarcastic thing, and Schubert took it like the best way of telling this wonderful atmosphere for the Müller and for this kind of wandering thing. And perhaps it's a little the same with a Schiller and Beethoven.
You, Shen Yang, are actually singing Beethoven's words, right? Because the first two lines were added by Beethoven. They're not actually part of the poem.
Yep.
So you're in an interesting position that you're almost introducing the idea of there being a poem there. What's your approach to that?
For instance, you know, there's... a sentence from Richard Wagner about this symphony. And what he said, my whole art came from Beethoven Symphony No. 9. That's what Wagner said about himself. I think, you know, the thing is, the Beethoven has created something which totally special, unique, and nobody has heard that before Beethoven. He has created a kind of form of this music piece. It is symphony. It is symphony, you know, what we call. But the thing is, it's not the way like usually symphony would do.
It wasn't a symphony until he decided that it was a symphony, yeah, right?
And I would call it, it's better the fourth movement. It's something else. It's kind of the greatest music form ever, which Beethoven has created. So you don't see this from the opera even. You know, from that era, it's a classical music era. Nobody has created this way to compose even opera, songs, oratorio, never. So I would say this is a drama. It's a music drama. And that's the miracle of this piece. And sometimes people just feel, hey, this is a bass or baritone, just sing a line, you know, and tell people, hey, you know, let's forget this sound and, you know, let's enjoy and, you know, have fun. It's not about this. It's not just about what he says.
But are you then, as the singer on stage, somebody who, and I'd like you to answer this as well, Christian, yep. Are you getting that visceral sense, that sense of excitement, that hairs on the back of the neck? Because it really has a visceral effect on the audience. I've listened and watched this piece many times, and every time it affects me.
Yeah, there's a moment, you know, before, you know, the bass, you know, came in, there's a moment like the cello and the double bass, they played the recitative line, yeah, before that. And there's a theme from first movement and the second movement and third movement. And those three things, those three elements tell you something. It's kind of elements of our life, like a sad or like dark, happiness, grateful, grace, everything, all the kind of things. So, but this thing, you know, the baritone who sings the line, it's like the word from the God, or a man or a God will tell you the truth of our life. This is the truth. And it's not really from Beethoven. Well, Beethoven wrote it, or later Schiller wrote those words. No, it's kind of, they want to create kind of a person who has that kind of authority to tell you, this is the truth of our life. This is how we should be.
And the effect of this piece is, it can be absolutely surprising. I tell you a short story. I was doing it in Sao Paulo, and the last concert was in Santos. That's the beach like Copacabana on the same level as Sao Paulo. And it's a big tradition there, so they build a kind of big Robbie Williams stage on the beach, and it's a kind of open air. You were wearing only black shirts, and for the rehearsal we had to wear sunglasses because the sun was direct in our eyes. And when it starts, it's like a big happening for a lot of people. They don't have to pay something for it. I think it was, the people say it was 25,000 people wearing Hawaii trousers and things, making picnic. And, you know, it was a very noisy thing. And I think for the orchestra, something really difficult. But it was unbelievable, the effect right in the beginning of the fourth movement, when the low strings start the first time with this very, very well-known theme, you cannot imagine what was going on. They started to cheer and applause and yeah, because it was for them, oh, we realize. And this effect is something really special too. It's not only for the classical musicians and students and professors and all those guys. No, it seems to me that everyone gets this atmosphere because of this fantastic combination between the words of Schiller and the theme Beethoven wrote to it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.